Okay, well, yeah, Kelly's here, I'm here. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. I do apologise for all the noise in the background, load of people talking in the background. It shouldn't be, really, to be quite honest. And I've shut the door now to try and drown out some of that sound. If you hear police car sirens, there has just been a big accident outside my house, and a car turned completely over. It's looking very much that there may be fatalities there at the moment. So we send our thoughts out to those people, of course. Now, as regards getting people back here, to call in, first of all, they're going to need to know that we're actually back on air. We did have problems with technical problems at the Blog Talk Radio end because they weren't letting us into the studio and it kept saying that they were having some sort of problem. And we had to delete the show, would you believe, and revamp it all over again. And we had to do that within minutes. We're here, fortunately, but we've got no callers in the call queue. What we'll do, and I'm sure Kelly doesn't mind, is that we will play a piece of music while I try and tell people that we are actually here. So we'll do that now. And then we'll try and drum up some callers from somewhere, hopefully.
I know.
Okay, I must apologize once again for being as late as we are. Not my fault, as I've said. It was a Blog Talk Radio issue. The app that we used to open the radio show wouldn't connect. They were saying that they had a problem. If they have a problem, it's not my problem, it's their problem. So the fact that we've got nobody here now at the moment means that we can't continue until we actually get somebody. But we are genuinely here, live, now. And just to prove it, I'm going to say hello to Kelly.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, Kelly, but unfortunately, the four callers that we had lined up, they called off. So obviously, what's happened there is that they've run away thinking that there is no show. And, you know.
Well, the Blog Talk is saying that there's no show.
Right, right. So it was coming up and saying that there was no show. And then we had to reset everything again and reset it all up again. Ah, right. Okay, we're off. We've got a call now. I think we know this one. This is Karen in Chicago.
Hi, this is Karen calling from Chicago. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm exhausted. I finally made my move to my new apartment, got all my stuff there, and now we're just redecorating, getting new furniture, and just getting settled in now. And I'm just kind of wondering what you see for me. I'll be going back to work on the July the 6th, but just wondering what you see up and coming for me. I put in for a claim, an unemployment claim, and I'm wondering if you see that being approved.
Yes. It'll take a minute, but it will. There's a glitch or a delay around it, but it will come through.
Right, right, right. It's because of the addresses and everything. Yeah, that's true.
So I think you'll probably hear something and get it within. There's it's 2 days or 2 weeks.
All right, right, right. Right.
And you're going to enjoy your new digs. You're going to really enjoy
it.
It's a nicer area. There's more things to do. It's more light and bright and happy.
Yes. 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 Yes, it's very quiet. The neighborhood is definitely an upgrade. Real residential, extremely residential, family-oriented. So, yeah, it's just getting to know the area and know where to go. And I've been discovering new stores and new places to eat there around the area. So, yeah, I am kind of enjoying it over there in the transportation. Yeah.
You're going to find a neat new coffee shop. You're going to really enjoy that.
Okay. Okay.
And work is going along, Dan. There might be a position laterally open to you. And if there is, apply for it.
Okay. And is that with the same employer or a new one?
It's the same.
Oh, okay.
Within company.
Oh, okay. Do you see us going back to work, back in the office, or are you still going to have us work from home?
Part and part.
Oh, okay.
So it might be maybe 3 days a week in the structure, and then the rest at home.
Okay. Okay. And
because everything's opening up.
Yes, everything's going to open up. Do you see my former landlord bothering me at any point, or they're just interested in rehabbing the apartments or doing demolition.
Why would they bother you?
Oh, because we left some furniture there. We couldn't get everything out, so I left some heavy furniture there. And
well, they're not
boxes.
Happy about it. They'll just throw it all away.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they
kind,
might want money from you for that.
Oh, okay.
Like a disposal fee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would definitely pay that just to get, pay them off. I had the money, yeah.
But that's what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't trash it or anything, you know.
No. It was just furniture I just couldn't take with me.
You know, and you won't get your deposit back, you know.
Right. Yeah, the other landlord, he took it. He took the deposit because he sold the building, and he took it and then left them without any security deposit, just regular rent.
Right. But you can't help that.
No, they wanted us out so quickly. we just left. we took what we could, and then that was it. That was the end of that. We just left.
Yeah. And it's at what they're going to push down the whole building.
They're going to modernize, like redesign each apartment,
make
it 2 bedrooms, and yeah.
Yeah, because I see them demolishing walls and making it bigger, and they'll get more money, and it's like,
exactly.
And then they're going to add like stuff around the area, but they wanted all the old people out.
Correct. They're looking for a more younger crowd, and our tower has our area, our whole building, all the residents, they chased out everybody.
Right.
Or just because
you guys were lower rents, and they want high rent.
Yes. And then the other side of the building, I think they still have leases, but two of the residents, main residents there, they said they were leaving in August. Two of the older kind of residents.
Right,
because
they won't be able to afford it. They're on fixed income.
Yes, exactly. And they were kind of rough with us in their methods of getting us out, but I don't know. I guess that's just the way they do things. They were playing loud music and, like, following me out the door and just, like, really harassing me to get out. But, I mean, all of us got out of there, thank God.
Yeah. Well, like, you
their
know.
Their methods were very.
You don't want, well, they're what, corporate? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Do you
but
see someone
like
taking
you
them
are
to
now.
Court?
Huh?
Do you see someone taking them to court for their practices, their business practices?
If you guys all do a class action and come together.
Yeah, I don't have money for that. Yeah.
But nobody has money to do it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What the problem is, unless somebody takes it pro bono.
Right. No, I don't. I think everybody just ran out of there. Whatever clothes they had and took off.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, we're out of here. These people are jerks.
Yeah. Yeah, we just ran it. Kind of everybody just kind of ran out. But the new place that I'm at is very quiet. Very quiet and a lot of trees, a lot of light, and just
it's
settling
lovely.
In.
It's lovely. And, you know, you're going to make friends there.
Yes. Okay. Okay, it's across the street from a church, so very, very peaceful. Very peaceful area.
But there's other people your age and stuff there, and, you know, and they'll be,
yeah,
I think you'll find a lot more camaraderie.
Yes, I think my neighbor is about my age, the man that lives next door to me. He's some type of business person, and he's in and out a lot. Of that apartment, but he's about my age, I would think.
But there's other people around that, you know, they'll do like maybe like a community barbecue or, you know, get to know your neighbor. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably like a block party or something. During
yeah,
the summer.
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
That'll be nice.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's just settling in, I guess. Just I've been at my other place for 22 years, so now I'm just settling in this place. But I do like it, yeah. I'm getting used to everything.
Yeah, and it's a process.
Yes. Yes. But,
what else you want to know?
How long do you think you'll see us at this place? Maybe 6 months or a year? Because it's a temporary spot where I'm at.
Oh, you mean this apartment?
Yes.
I think you're going to stay longer than you think.
Oh, okay.
What are you thinking of, buying something?
No. I was thinking of later on maybe moving in with my boyfriend. Maybe in a year or so.
And he has a house?
He's thinking about buying a house.
Because I see a house.
A house, yeah.
And I think if you guys move in together, I think you'll buy the house together.
Yes, yes. He always has houses. He's used to houses. I'm used to more apartments or townhomes or that sort of thing. But, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But he'll want your input.
That?
And it's down the road a piece.
Yes, yes.
You know, maybe
that's kind of...
a year, year and a half.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for.
But I see, like, a garden. I see you having space to sit, you know, enjoying. You'll have, like, one of those fire pits. You'll have, like, an outside area where you have place to sit.
Yeah, he's an outdoors type of guy with a fire pit. That's exactly his style.
Yeah, I see you making s'mores.
Yes. Yes.
There goes the bell. You're going to enjoy it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Right. We don't have our original calls here because of being late and having to rewind sort of thing and reschedule the show again. So we're very grateful for Kelly realizing that there was a problem and rejoining us, to be quite honest, because it's not always obvious what's going on, and we have no formal contact, only Facebook, fortunately, where we can actually contact people. So we do have a second caller, Jessica.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jessica from New York.
And what's your question?
My question is, do you see anything regarding my love life in the next year?
Yes, you're going to be dating. Now, you have a friends. If friends want to set you up with a blind date, go.
Okay.
You know, and I do see a gathering like in the end of August and go to that, and there's people there to meet, you know, so, you know, I see like a barbecue picnic type, you know, outside event, and I see you talking and laughing and enjoying the conversation of different people. You know, and it's a, you know, mixed group, and there's singles there too, along with you. So, and then when you do date, I see you dating too. There's a blonde hair and a dark hair, and then you'll date and you'll see which one you like the best. The dark haired one feels like he's 4 years older than you, clean shaven, and he has like a heart shaped face. Wears glasses. He's 5'11". Very fit, He does very mental work and paperwork. And then the other one's a blonde, and he does physical work. He works hard with his hands because he has calloused hands. He's a little bit taller. He's like 6 foot. He has the square jawline, and he looks very Nordic.
Right.
And he has brown eyes.
Okay.
And they're both well educated. You need a smart man.
Right. Thank you.
Well, you always need to meet him mentally first. You know, of course you need to be attracted to him.
But, right.
You know, but be open because you get picky.
Yeah, I do.
Throw your list away because you're letting go a lot of nice men.
Okay. Am I allowed to ask one more thing?
Yeah.
I was just dating someone for about 8 months. Do you see anything?
No, I think it's done. It feels broken.
Okay.
You know, you went your way, he went his way. There's a Y in the road.
Okay.
You can't go backwards, sweetie. You always try to go backwards. Don't do that.
Okay, thank you.
You know, but you're up to a new start, a new beginning. New ideas, being open to new possibilities and opportunities on all levels, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And you're going to get your happy back.
Okay.
You've been...
Yeah, I feel like every time I'm happy, something happens.
Well, you got to change the attitude on that. Yeah, quit waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're always ducking, bobbing, and weaving.
Right. Story of my life.
But you don't have to. You can choose joy. I'm not saying life is peaches and cream, but, you know, if you choose to be happy, you bring happy. You know, if you concentrate on negative, you get negative. If you concentrate on positive, you get positive. Start doing a grateful list every day. Every day for 90 days, write something that you're grateful for on a piece of paper, and that'll help change your mindset.
Okay. Well, thank you.
The bell didn't ring yet, so.
Oh, okay.
We're waiting for the bell to ding. And unless you're done, and your work is, you're also going to have upgrade on your work, and they're going to have you be head over people, and you'll do better than you think. You're going to it's going to be outside your comfort zone, but you're going to do so good that you're going to shock yourself.
With the job that I have now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, and you're really good with...
I had a rough start there.
You're used to it now. And
yeah.
You're going to do so well, you're going to shock yourself.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
Because you are management material.
Well, thank you.
And you're good with people. You're not, you know, you have a good way with people.
Right.
And with your friends, everybody comes to you and tells you their problems, and you help them solve problems.
Right. I can help other people, but I can't help myself.
You have to get out of your own way. Sometimes just what sounds better, that's a beautiful rainbow, or that's a refracted piece of light. What sounds better?
That's a beautiful rainbow.
There you go. The refractive piece of light sounds horrible.
Yeah, it does. I mean, like I was saying before, like I do try to have like a positive attitude, and like things will go good for me, especially with my love life. And I honestly thought things were going good with the guy that I was seeing, and it was heading in the direction of being in a relationship. And then it, like, caught me off guard when he ended things. Because nothing was going wrong. So.
But it feels like there was, like, a communication breakdown.
Right. And what does that mean, though? Like,
it means you weren't communicating.
Right.
On both ends. Neither one of you knew what to do with each other. It sort of got stagnant.
Yeah, because I was, honestly, like, in the beginning of it, I was asking him questions about, like, you know, his past, and he didn't want to answer, so I just stopped asking questions altogether.
Well, that's a red flag, darling. When your gut tells you not to do something, don't do it. And then when you do it anyway and you get hurt, that's your own fault, because universe warned you.
Right, that's true.
Because you deserve to be loved, adored, and kept well.
Right.
You don't need to make do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't know.
But you are going to find love. You are going to have a relationship.
Do you see,
you know,
kids,
but
in
you
got to
be patient. You can't force it. You know, relationships take work, and you got to, you know, get to know each other. That's why it's called dating, honey.
Right. Do you see kids in my future? Because that's something
you'll
that
have two.
Two, okay.
I see a boy and a girl.
Well, that's good news, because I'm a little afraid, because I'm 34 and I feel
You're way ancient.
But, you know, like, women's bodies are different, you know, at some, you know, some women at a certain age can't have kids, and some women can go past a certain age.
Our eggs do expire, but
right,
you have time yet.
Okay. What do you see regarding real estate for me, taking my license?
Yeah, you're going to – don't overstudy.
Okay.
And don't change your answers, because you have a tendency to erase your answers.
Right.
And change them. Don't do that. First thought is usually right thought.
Okay.
You know, and really study the math, and you'll get it. You're fine.
Okay.
And then you'll get to sell residential, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing residential. Yeah. And you'll be a good salesperson.
Awesome. That's,
you're
going to
do it on the qualities of the house.
Right.
And you'll do well. You'll do good sales.
Good, because I can use a second income. Right now I'm living on my friend's couch, so.
Oh, you're not going to do that forever.
Yeah, I hope not. I really need my own place.
You will. You'll get it. The bell just went off.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everything. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
And have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay, right there. That's Jessica. So, what we can't do, we've got 1 hour and 15 on the clock. What seems to have happened is that the original time that the studio was set to, even though we had problems, we've still only got our set time. Now, they should have really give ourselves minutes back due to the technical issue, but it doesn't look as though that's going to happen. So what we will do, we'll endeavour to go that little bit longer, try and make up if we get a call queue. If we don't, then we'll be out of here at the usual time. So we'll see how that pans out. But the original four callers, we still haven't got back. Unfortunately, they think that there is no show tonight. They haven't gone to Facebook to find out or anywhere else. They've gone to watch the football. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Melvin.
Hello, Ken. Thank you all for taking my call today.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can I just get a general reading of things coming up in my life?
Well, you're going to get out of your funk that you've been in. You've been in like a... Your life's going to start moving forward again.
Thank you, G.
Mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And there's something really good going to happen in the next 6 weeks. What you're doing is you're getting your ducks in order and so that you can move forward. Now, do you do anything creative? You need to find a creative outlet.
Do I need to find what now?
A creative outlet.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I want to get back into what I used to do.
What did
you
do?
And that is coaching football.
Oh, for kids.
Yes. Definitely for kids. And getting back into the church.
Well, that you can do now. And then the coaching you can apply for. You got like 3 schools around you.
Exactly. I used to coach for all 3.
You need to apply.
Okay. This main one that I want to go back to, I applied for that a couple of years ago, and he said the head coach said he was going to hire me, turned around and said they didn't have any more slots, so he started hiring someone else. So, but I'm going
to apply to the other 2 schools.
Now, but people keep telling me in the community to come on back, go do it again there at the one that
apply there again, too, right. But
yes, ma'am.
You know, there's 3 schools, so apply to all 3. You might as well cover your bases.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I do see you coaching high school, you know.
Okay.
It feels like
will
high
it be
school.
This, will it be this season or next season? Because the season started in August.
Well, put your applications in, you know. And school is... starts what, in August?
Yes, ma'am. And the football season begins, well, they start doing training camps next month.
Well, it might not, if you don't get in this year, definitely next year, because they might have already hired people for this year.
Okay.
But apply, because I do see you coaching.
Okay.
You know, and I also see the school that you go to doesn't have all the equipment that it needs. So I think you're, for the school, somebody will start a GoFundMe for the equipment. And ask for grants and donations, and you'll be able to get the stuff your school needs.
Well, it's a high school?
Yeah.
Is this high school in my same hometown?
Yeah, there's 3 right around you.
Yeah, that's, all of them is really, they're not hurting for any equipment, for any conditioning, weightlifting, program.
No, but I'm seeing football equipment. They need either new ones or something where they need it.
Oh, okay.
There's something about the equipment. I have no idea.
Yes, ma'am.
But well, I do see you teaching. You're well loved, well liked. And it's a high school, and it feels like the colors are green and white.
Green and white. No. Well, one of the high schools is red and gold. The other one is dark blue and gold. And the other one is white and blue.
Huh.
I have coached all three of those teams.
Well, then look
schools.
Outside of the where you are, but there's something about green and white.
Yeah, I think green and white is the closest one, about 45 miles away from here.
Well, there's something about green and white.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, you said it's going to be something real significant happen within 6 weeks. Do you have a feel of what that may be?
It's something that's very good and happy for you.
It's like out of the blue.
I don't know if it's at work or what, or life event. It's something very good, very happy, very good.
Yeah.
Now, do you have an older person that's going to have a birthday that's old?
My brother's birthday is coming up next month.
But he's not old.
Yes, ma'am, he's old. He's 73.
Oh, because there's like a birthday party or a family gathering or family reunion around this older person.
Okay.
And then it feels like also you're going to take like a road trip in the car.
Okay. Where will I be going?
It feels like a vacation, and it's right around
definitely
where you
that.
Are.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely need that.
You know, and it's just nice. I see nature, I see trees, I see a creek or a pond, you know. Do you fish?
Oh, yes. Well, I haven't fished in a while,
I see you fishing.
Yeah, that'll be definitely great.
There's something about throwing a line in the water and just fishing.
Yep.
That's your
me.
Way of communing with universal energy.
Yes, ma'am.
That's your chapel.
I stay in a two-bedroom apartment, and I have applied, but I'm going to keep on applying for, I'm looking for a two-bedroom house with a fence around it. Do you see me moving out of this apartment anytime soon?
You have a chance to move the end of this year, and you would get a little red brick house.
A little red brick house.
Yep. You know the old-fashioned red brick?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's, I don't think it has a basement, but it has a crawl space. And
yeah.
It has a front porch and a stoop. And stairs in the back end of the house.
Okay. Will this come from VA, because I'm a veteran. Will I get it?
Yeah, through? You'll be able to get a VA loan.
Wow.
So you need to apply for it.
I mean, will I be able to afford it? You know, maybe.
You're
going to
get it in your price range, yeah.
Okay. The price range that I'm in now?
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely need that.
It has a kitchen with a breakfast nook. It has a pantry. It has a laundry room in the back end of the kitchen. It has two bathrooms. Well, really, one full one and then like half a bath, you know, like a sink and a toilet. I call
yes,
that
ma'am.
A water closet.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's a water closet.
Yeah.
But it's laid out nice, and you have a living room, you know, and it's nice for you. And it has a little, the front yard isn't as big as the backyard. But
okay.
You can sit in the backyard, and it does have, what does it have? It has some kind of a fruit tree in the back.
Wow, that'll be great.
What state that'll do you great. Live in?
What street that I live
what
at now?
What state? Whoop.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah. So you got it's a fruit tree. There you go, the thing dinged. I hope that was helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have a contact number?
Mine personally is 561-333-5367.
Wait, hold up, please. That's 561
area code 333-5367.
5367. Okay.
Yeah.
Your name?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll give you a call after the show.
You're welcome.
If that okay? Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay.
Thanks, Ken. Now, we've got one caller only left in the call queue at the moment, so we will be taking a break after this one, if nobody else calls. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't work properly. Okay.
Oops. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, ma'am. It's Veronica, Arizona.
What's your question, hon?
Yes, ma'am. My question is, I had to postpone a business idea that I had because I left for my job, and I'm thinking about getting it on this week coming up. And anything on it you may see, thinking positive, anything you see on it, that would be great. Pretty please.
So. What are you trying to do, start your own business?
I already have it. I just got to open the door.
So you have it all set up?
Yeah, so it's already set up. Yeah, I already got my permit, my permission.
Well, it looks like you'll do it within 3 weeks.
Okay.
There's like a sniglet with the signage.
Yeah,
What?
Yes, you got it.
And then that'll get fixed because, you know, do everything like they say, and then that'll be fixed up and you'll be good to go.
Oh, do you see many customers coming or
you're
anything
in a
on
good
it?
You have a good anchor store.
Yeah.
You know, there. I hear a barker saying location, location, location. So I guess you have a good location. And is it like an eclectic little store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, Kenny Joe, you got it.
And people will really like it. You're gonna have like a grand opening. And make sure you put something yellow on each side of the door, like balloons or flowers or something.
Interesting what you see.
But yes, people will like your neat little tchotchkes.
Really?
And stuff.
Am I going to sell?
What did I say? People would like it.
Oh, you did say that. I'm sorry. I just got excited. Oh, that's good.
And
you
have nice display cases.
Okay.
And you have it set up well.
Mm-hmm. Safety. Mm-hmm.
It'll have a nice flow in the store. The store is set up well. Whatever you did you have it feng shui'd?
Yes, I did. I do know feng shui. I don't have a license, but I do understand it.
I know. I see feng shui in an element of setting up the store.
Yes, I did. My God, man. You got it.
So you'll be funging and a swaying.
You got it right, Miss Kelly Jo. I did do that. Let me ask you. I got three mirrors. Is that okay with the way it's facing the door?
Yes, because that reflects the energy and that corrects any bad feng shui. You have corrections in there, and then you did the proper corrections for the feng shui. I am not, here's my disclaimer. I am not a feng shui expert. It's just what they're telling me psychically.
Oh, wow. They got it right. Well, you're right, ma'am. What about, like, the law enforcement there? Because they've been, like keeping an eye. What am I going to open? Am I going to be okay? I didn't ask it right.
You aren't in a bad area.
I'm not.
Why are you worried about the police?
Oh, no, because they're already eager for me. Well, not eager, but they're like, when am I going to open because I was gone? And this is a quick question, pretty please. I'm working on a big entity to come over there, which is the one that has to do with the air atmosphere. I'm going to be doing that next. Do you see that I have a possibility with them coming to the area?
Hold on, I didn't understand. Who coming to the area?
I'm getting my information ready for the big, it's a government agency, but they have to do with the air atmosphere. The air, I don't want to say more, and I was wondering if they would, for my credentials, they will consider coming into the area to check their lakes where I'm at.
You mean fix the air conditioning?
No, the government, the one, it's something to do with the atmosphere out in the...
Oh, you mean environmental stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's another thing that you're involved in. That's different from your store, honey.
Yeah. I got one of the government, I got one of them to say, they already told me yes, one of the environmental, they're going to come for my opening, and which I'm pretty excited, they said yes.
Yeah. You're going to do, that's one of your passion projects. So you're going to do that on the side, too.
Mixing it in with the business, is that okay to do, or I have to have a separate name for that?
You're going to do it separately.
So get a different name?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
The environmental stuff is totally separate from your business, son.
Oh, okay. I can't combine, like, product with, oh, God, I got to get a different name. Okay, got it. The last question, if you don't mind, am I allowed to have the other name with this business on the signage?
No, you're only allowed to have one.
Would how to do the other one? I have to get a different office, or I mean,
it
this
would
is a
be
building.
You'll just do it online, and people will be able to contact you that way, and it'll be a not-for-profit org.
Okay, got it. But nonprofit org involves a lot of. Do I have to get a lawyer to set up a government thing, or not?
I don't understand, honey.
To set up a nonprofit for the here in the United States, do I need to?
I don't know how that works. You'll have to talk to somebody about that.
Can I do this consulting?
You're not for-profit org. Do you have a certificate or something for that?
No, I have another business name for consulting that I have business plan that I didn't open. Can I use that business plan for, like, can I use it as consulting when I'm having the agency of the government?
You'll have to look into all the licensing and all that stuff for it.
I better do it right because subject to get fined and imprisonment, perjury, and all that stuff. That's what the papers say. Okay,
well,
I'll do
have
that.
You have to look into all the licensing and all that. That's a whole other basket of worms.
Okay. I'm so glad you. I'm so glad to talk to you. I'm so glad I missed a step. I'm great, Mom. God bless you. And you are helping people. Look, you just gave you gave me something that I was missing that I forgot about, because you have to be careful with that. I'm really grateful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And
thank you for
calling in.
Thank you, Ms. Kelly Joe. And appreciate you. Thank you, Kim, for taking my call.
Thank you, Veronica. Thanks, Veronica. Right, we need to take a break then, ladies and gents, a short break. So we'll take a music break now for a little short while, and we'll be back with you right after this. Ah, there you go. The Rolling Stones, of course, and So Cold. We hope that nobody's cold there this evening. It should be nice and warm where you are. We've had a good month so far. We're into the 13th day of reasonably nice weather now.
Well, it's 23 in here now, and that's indoors.
Pardon?
Yeah, it's 23 now, and that's
23
indoors.
Now at the moment, which is quite nice, quite a warm, sticky night. It's supposed to get up to 32, I think it is, on Wednesday, which is, it makes it a little bit too sticky of a night, doesn't it? But there you go. Okay, but we hope you're enjoying some time out in the sunshine. Anyway, I had my family up from Wales yesterday, and I can happily say now that we've got a grandson and a great grandson on the way. So that's within like weeks of each other, basically. So that they're due at the same time, which is really nice, you know. They'll be born in or around the same month, within weeks. So it's really nice happening, you know, because it's been, almost 2 years now this COVID thing has been going on, and, you know, everybody's felt the negativity of that, I think, is a lot of negative feeling about that, really. And, you know, if there's anything positive come out of it at all, then it's the good things around yourself and your family, you know. And those are the things that are going to keep us together and bring us out stronger after all this is, you know, because it will be over one day, hopefully, and we'll get back to some sort of normality again. Right then, let's see where we are. We've got Tanika and Suzanne. So Tanika.
Hello, Anika, how are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, and what's your question?
Calling from New York. I wanted to know, I am trying to find a way to move out of New York to Florida, and I was wondering if my job is going to allow me to transfer with them. They're telling me if I wait till June 26th, I can apply to see if I could transfer with them, because I'm trying to find work down there, and I'm not finding any. I don't yet know how I could do it. So I'm just wondering if you see me being able to transfer with them, or if you see me working somewhere else down here, and if that's the way I'm going to do it. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it.
Right now, there isn't anything available. You can put it in the 26th, but they don't have any openings yet. So it probably will take maybe till September. Then something will open up, and you'll be able to move down here with the company.
Oh, with the company?
Because you have to have a job to go to be able to move.
I know. That's my biggest dilemma. They said
so just have patience and wait.
They said that they have a call center down there, and they're hiring like every 2 weeks because they have vacancies to fill. So she's like, you probably definitely get hired for that. But I don't know, you know, how fast it would be.
Well, I'm seeing September.
Okay. And it's going to be with my company or a different place altogether?
It's with the company.
Okay.
And it would be full-time work.
That's good. I need that to survive.
Yeah, although if you get part-time, don't get part-time because you would never be able to make it.
Yeah.
And they get pretty good benefits.
Yeah, That's why I'm trying to stay with them if I can.
You know, they have good insurance. They have good, you know, vacations, paid vacations, and they even have some sick days. So they have a pretty good setup. So.
Right. Yep. That's why I'm trying to stay with them.
Right. You will. I don't see you changing.
Do you see anything coming up for me, like, as far as relationship or anything over the summer?
You have a person that you'll be friends with first, and then it'll evolve into a nice relationship, because you have a lot of male platonic friends.
Well, exes that I, you know, they want to get back, but I want the real thing, and I don't feel like they want the real thing. So that's why I hesitate to get back involved with any of the ones that came back.
No, you aren't getting with an old person. It's a new person.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll evolve into a nice relationship.
That's good.
You know, he has a round face. He wears glasses. He's 5. He's not tall. He's like 5'10".
Okay.
But he's a sweet person. You get along well. You guys talk about everything from soup to nuts. He's sort of spontaneous. I see you guys going for a lot of walks and talking. And you guys lose track of time. You know how you get in a good conversation, then you find out, oh, my God, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So I see that type of thing.
Well, that would be good. I haven't had that in a long time because I don't get out much. I just, like, work a lot.
Well, I see you making time to get out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you have some days off, so I see you, like, on a day off, you'll do your chores, and then in the evening you get to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think weekends you can go to lunch, like on a Saturday or a Sunday, and you're out in the daylight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to be a vampa.
That's how I'm being.
Right now, you work, eat, sleep. That's it. Nothing less, nothing more.
Pretty much.
All work and no play makes you a dull girl.
Yeah, I am. I definitely am.
So you're going to have more out and about. You're going to have more opportunities in the next few months. So few is 3. So when you have an opportunity, say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you don't do it because you're tired.
Yep.
You're like, oh, you like have a fleeting thought, and then you're like, oh, never mind, I'm tired. I want to just get snuggy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? But I do see you getting dressed up. You got nice dresses in the back of the closet. And I see you wearing dresses.
Well, that's why I love summer. That's the only time of year I really wear dresses.
Well, I see you wearing dresses. That's what they're showing me.
That's good.
You know, and you have a nice style.
Thank you.
You know. And then you're going to plan a vacation that you've been wanting to do for a while. That looks like it'll happen in the fall time when the leaves change.
I want to move. You know, I want to move to Florida. So bad.
Well, you're going to get to see the leaves. Maybe you'll have an early fall in September.
Mm-hmm.
I see changing leaves, but you are going to end up moving to Florida. Florida doesn't have leaf changes. Florida just has warm.
Green
and different shades of green. when we're in a drought, it's brown. Brown and crunchy.
That's okay. Huh. When I move, will I be able to live on my own, or will I have to, like, live with my sister or someone?
You're going to be able to make enough money to pay for an apartment.
Good.
But you have to learn to budget.
Yeah, I do.
You don't know how to budget good.
Because out here, it's so boring. You don't have anything to do but go out and spend money on the weekends, like in Long Island. And it's expensive out here. But it's like, that's all
no,
you know.
No, but you can still budget. You need to learn to budget. That's what they're telling me.
That's true.
It can be done. And if you budget, you can afford to have an apartment.
Yeah, because I need to get that and a car to be down there.
Yeah, because we're far apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see you getting a new used car. It's new to you and it's used.
That's good. Will I get it up here before I go or get it down there?
I think you'll start saving your money and look up there.
Okay.
And then what you would do is you'd probably drive here when you get, you know, your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see like a, I call it a Sunday morning old lady car, one that is in a garage and it's like they passed on, that has low mileage and it's in good shape.
That would be good for me. But I can't drive by myself because I don't have that much driving experience. But driving to Florida alone would be, no, I could never. I don't think I could.
Well, I don't know if you got somebody with you or what. See you driving.
Good. That's good.
You know, I'm not trying to make you do something, but that's what I'm seeing. That way you'll have wheels.
Yeah, I know. I can't go there without them.
You can't not have wheels. So, you're going to have wheels. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, good. So, and you're going to enjoy driving. You're just afraid to do it right now.
Yeah, I like doing it.
Yeah.
I just haven't done it
okay,
much.
Okay, it just, the bell just went off.
Okay.
Thank you,
right. Denise.
Thank you.
Well, that was kind of strange because I clicked the bell three times and nothing happened. And I thought, okay. So after clicking it three times, it actually sounded the third time. But okay. Right. Now then, we've only got one call left at the minute, Suzanne. I must say that we were late, and I have apologised already for that this evening. That was not our fault. It was a technical problem at Blog Talk. There is only one way of getting into the Blog Talk studio now, because there used to be three different ways we could use. At one point, Google Hangout, as you may remember. Another one was Skype. At the moment, they only have one way of getting into the studio for a host, and that's a thing called Zingaya, from the Zingaya network. And that's what we use as an app to enter the studio. So it's the Zingaya app was performing and was not connecting to the studio. So that was a technical problem there between Zingaya and Blog Talk that we got no control over, unfortunately. So there you are. But we've had a nice show this evening. I must say that my heartfelt feelings go out to the family, and they won't be able to listen to this show because, you know, I'm very doubtful. But six ambulances turned off. It sounded a bit like a bomb going off because apparently it was two cars racing they demolished a bus stop. I think they maybe hit somebody standing by the bus stop. So one of the people that was standing by the bus stop. And then apparently out of one of the cars, they took a person covered, you know, so usually when they put the white blanket over them, it's it means that they're no longer with us. So at least one vitality. Just about literally, you know, while we were trying to redo the show, really, to be quite honest, while we were trying to get tonight's show up and running again, that happened outside. So the wife ran out, and we thought that, oh, it doesn't look as though we're going to get a show tonight, but we got one. Can I just remind you that there is the actual PayPal button there on the show page. It is there for the use of. And, you know, we do look forward to getting those donations to help and support us, of course, so that we can bring you shows like this. Yeah. So much needed. We have set up a new PayPal button, not on tonight's show, because this is an old show page that we had to quickly reuse this evening in order to get this show up and running. So we haven't got the new link on this one, unfortunately. Right then, so we're at the 30-minute mark. There's still time for people to call in, and we have Suzanne.
Hi, yeah. Suzanne.
Yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello.
Are you there?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Suzanne.
And where are you from?
Career. From Maryland.
You're going to start a new career this year.
Okay.
Are you doing schooling?
Yeah.
So you're going to use what you went to school for. So what is that in?
A mediumship.
Oh. You're going to do that.
Yay.
You're gifted anyway. But you need to quit trying to do it like everybody else. You do your thing. You do you.
Okay.
You know? Because you have your own way of doing it, and you do it your way. Because you're very good at what you do. And you need to quit second-guessing so much. Don't answer.
Okay.
When you do this, it is not a thinking thing. It ain't no thinking thing. You just do it. You just channel it. Because you overthink everything.
Okay.
Analyzation has nothing to do with what we do.
Okay.
Don't forget to say your protection prayer.
Okay.
Before you do anything.
Okay.
And another thing is you can use your practice stuff to see what you get. And you do good with writing. So you might want to use a tablet and scribble stuff when you're doing your readings. That's what they're showing me. I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
I figured that's what it was going to be.
So you're going to be, so invest in an office store and get the huge packs of tablets because you're going to be going through a lot of them.
Okay.
And pens.
Do you have an idea of when this might start?
You can start it now if you want. You already do it for family and friends.
If I'm doing it, I didn't know I was doing it right now. I'm
sorry, what?
Fear. I said, if I'm doing it right now, I don't know that I am. So I'm hoping it's a little clearer as it starts.
Well, you pick up things anyway.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you dream stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so write, keep a dream log.
Okay.
But right. you'll good. Feel confident to do it. It looks like you can do it any time, but you can start doing it within the next 6-7 weeks if you choose.
Okay.
You'd be ready to. But, you
sounds
know, it's a catch-as-a-catch-can thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's highs and lows with it.
Right.
You can't rope them and corral them.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for letting me know.
You know, but you are very gifted. You've always seen dead people all your life. Since you were little, you doused the fire of it because it scared you.
Okay.
You just have confidence in yourself. You're going to be okay, kiddo.
Good. Thank you so much.
You know. And your great-grandmother is helping you.
Which great-grandmother?
On your father's side.
Oh, okay. I never knew her.
It don't matter. Your ancestors are there for you, whether you knew them or not.
Okay.
You guys are so funny. You know, you don't have to know them. They're there to help
you. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
And they're saying that you have a tool. What tool do you use? Tarot?
I do have angel cards right now.
Yeah. So, but you'll get so you don't even need that. But it's something for people
that's
to look
right.
at. Otherwise, they're thinking about doing dishes.
Okay.
But you're going to perfect yourself. Where are you? Do you have a vacation planned in blue water? Because I'm seeing you going to like a place that has aqua blue water for a vacation.
I'm just going to Outer Banks, but not real blue, but blue.
I see you going someplace again with blue water because water is you can't ever landlock yourself. You'll dry
I'm
up and blow
waterproof.
Away if you do. You can't live in the desert.
Okay.
And you always are going to need trees in four seasons.
Okay.
You do better that way. And you need to, like, ground yourself in nature. That helps you.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
You know, and make sure there ain't no ants on the tree, but you need to go hug a tree.
Okay, I'll
And you also work with fairy energy.
Oh, wow.
And if you can grow plants where you live, plants would be helpful to you.
Okay.
Put your hands in the earth. That'll help. What else do you want to know?
That's pretty much all I wanted to know. Unless
well, thank
you've got something
you.
Else I need to know.
Well, just keep on keeping on.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Isaac.
Thank right. you.
I think that one's finished. Okay, that's Suzanne then. Well, I'm looking at that. Suzanne's disappeared now. We've got time to take another call. If you call now, we can take at least one more call, but you must call now. So what we'll do, we'll take a piece of music. If somebody calls, then we'll stop the music and we'll take the call. If not, then we're out of here. So we'll take a piece of music now and see what happens. So what are we going to do then? What have we got? What music have we got? Well, thank you for the music again, because it worked, and we do have a caller. Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
I can. Hi.
Where are you from?
Canada.
And what's your question?
Something about getting the vaccine for COVID doesn't resonate with me. Is my gut right, or should I just follow along with everyone else and get it?
Well, you have to. I tell everybody they have to follow what's right for them.
That's what I feel.
You have to do what's right for you. Do you?
All right.
That's all I can tell you on that.
Okay. That's all right.
But on other stuff, you got a lot of opportunities coming open for you. It's like a breath of fresh air this year for you. New starts,
yay,
new beginnings, brightness. You also are going to get together with friends again. And I see you traveling a lot this year.
Good. I am planning something, even though I don't have the vaccination. I want to get all that travel in now before it's prohibited for unvaccinated people.
So, well, just wear your mask and, be safe and wash your hands and,
take my vitamin D and my zinc.
Right. There you go. But you are going to travel. You are going to go do stuff. You are going to do nature stuff, too. Are you planning to go to national parks?
I don't exactly know what we're going to be doing yet, but I have been getting out in nature more often, going for walks and making sure I take off my shoes when I'm in the grass and feel the earth.
Right, but I do see a national park around where you are.
Okay, well, that's very possible.
And I see nature, but I also see a girls get together.
All right.
There's something about a lake. And, is there a lake around where you are?
I'm in between two lakes. So I've got a friend who lives right on a lake.
Well, there's something about a lake.
And she's a girl. Yeah.
So that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lake.
Okay.
I also see you, it's reinvention of you this year. That's your keywords for this year.
Reinvent. Good.
And I see you doing like a makeover for yourself, like your hair, your makeup, your clothes. So you're just going to have a new and then better communication all the way around, family-wise, romantic-wise, life-wise. You're going to communicate and designate. I can't say that word today. In other words, you're going to dole out what needs to be done to other people, and you don't have to do it all. There you go.
Delegation. Delegate.
Delegate. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I forget words all the time, too.
Well, sometimes they give it to me too fast, and I'm like, what? Your guides talk quick. It's like, blah, blah, blah. And your spidey senses are right 99.9% of the time.
Yep, they are.
So you need to follow
and
that.
Follow my spidey senses? Okay.
And you're going to buy... You're going to go to, do you ever go to garage sales or something?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
You are going to buy a painting that is going to be worth a lot of money.
Ooh.
It's by a famous artist.
Ooh, but no one knows it and I get it at a garage sale?
Right.
That's awesome.
Don't let them know.
You know what, though? I, I think it might. I bought my son a piece of art, and I don't normally ever buy art, but I bought him one for Christmas from a kid I went to kindergarten with, and I feel like it's going to be worth some money.
That might
didn't
be
pay
it.
That much for
I'm seeing a painting
yeah.
that's worth a lot, and it's by a famous artist.
No, I don't think he's famous yet, but.
Well, then you're going to buy
time.
Another piece of art that is by a famous artist.
Ooh, okay, good. Look for art.
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 Art. That's quite a big painting.
Oh, okay, no, that one's small. So okay, so
no,
there's going to be another one.
This
good.
Is a big painting, yes.
Okay. Excellent.
And you're going to redo, you got one room that you're going to repaint. You're going to change
okay.
the color of a room.
That makes sense, yeah.
And I also see, they show me, sometimes just redecorating the bathroom is just a new shower curtain and different color towels and a rug.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to redo a bathroom.
All right.
And they also show me you're going to change the colors in your boudoir. They're getting fancy
Ooh.
Now. you
boudoir.
Have a French guide. French.
That's funny.
Oh, how funny. But,
That's funny.
And then they want you to bring in some kind of fresh cut flowers in your home. That brings newness
okay.
and energy in the home. You can buy, carnations are pretty cheap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure you have fresh flowers because that brings in new energy.
Oh, I love fresh flowers, yeah.
Yeah, because I see you doing that. And also, you're going to grow some.
Mm-hmm.
I see you out and about and buying a packet of seeds and planting them, and they're going to grow.
Woohoo!
And what is the symbol for a sunflower in you? Somebody who's passed on is showing me a sunflower.
Sunflowers are the flower for spiritualism, and I'm a spiritualist.
Well, okay, but somebody from who's passed on is showing me that. And then your grandmother is with you on your dad's side. And then you also
yep.
have... uncle on your mom's side. Your mom passed?
No. Nope.
Okay. Then it's your grandma. She's with you on your mom's side.
Okay.
And she's showing me spring cleaning and she's snapping a sheet in my face. So what does that mean?
My grandma would have probably snapped a towel at us. And chase
okay.
us around when we're kids.
Because she,
yeah,
she's
that would be
okay. So that's the symbolism to let you know that she's here.
Okay.
Because it's like right in my face. It's like really.
Yeah. Wants the attention.
All righty then.
No kidding.
And. She's letting you know that you've learned new recipes. You got an old recipe that you need to cook again. That was the family recipe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got a couple of her recipes in my
Yeah, she wants you to cook that again.
Okay.
And she's talking about a kugel. What is a kugel?
That's a German, I think it's a German noodle, but I don't have any German people in my family.
Okay, well, somebody's talking about a kugel. I have no idea.
Kugel, yeah.
Somebody dead over here is telling me that.
I don't think I have any German dead people.
Okay, I don't know.
Some,
I can't help with the dead people.
Could be for someone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, they want you to eat anything that's red.
Ooh.
You know, like strawberries, plums, apples, tomatoes, whatever's red. Red things.
You know what's funny is I just looked up Kugel online.
Cherries.
And I love tomatoes. Yeah, a kugel is a Jewish dish, and I'm going to see my Jewish boyfriend shortly. So,
Okay.
So it could
be that's where, because sometimes people don't understand what I'm talking about, but I just get it.
Yeah,
can't help it.
Probably
Ta-da!
A big mom or something. I'll ask them if we can have a kugel.
Yeah, really. There's the bell. It was nice to meet
All
you.
Right. Thanks a lot, Kelly Jo. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jennifer. Oh, she's gone. Okay, right, that just about wraps it up then, ladies and gents, for this one. We've got about 7 minutes on the clock. If there was another caller there, we would take it, but unfortunately there isn't one. I'm just looking up that word Krugel, and I'm hoping that I spelt it right, but I'm looking at a noodle Krugel recipe. And it's, okay, and I don't know what it's, but it contains butter, egg, vanilla, cheese, and milk, okay, whatever, and that's a noodle krugel.
I'm going up now.
Right, my wife is going now, and so are we, thanks ladies and gents.
Walking Central Park, singing After Dark.